The Fortuna City Council's interest in permitting retail cannabis has run into opposition, and movement toward developing a cannabis ordinance has been suspended. The city has long been opposed to allowing cannabis businesses, but a budget with rising costs and limited revenue influenced a change of mind. Inviting the cannabis industry was one of the budget-boosting options considered by the city council. But council chambers were filled with opponents of that on May 5th, when the council considered pursuing a cannabis program and ordinance. On the meeting's agenda was a staff recommendation to approve spending about $50,000 to hire a consulting firm for development of a commercial cannabis program and ordinance. The contract recommendation was reeled back, however, with City Manager Amy Nilsson describing a new approach.
There has been substantial interest shown on both sides of the cannabis discussion, and it has become clear to staff that a more deliberate and thoughtful approach to this potential new program is necessary. And staff recommends pursuing City Council and public education on cannabis through meetings and a workshop by looking at an overview of state regulations and cannabis business types and best practices. This would be the first step, this public education and workshop. And after the educational piece is completed, your council can direct, if you so choose, to further explore cannabis with a fiscal analysis. And then, if you so choose again, to potentially explore drafting a regulatory cannabis ordinance. And then, if you so choose again, you can consider a cannabis tax measure.
A public comment period only had opposition to those options. Mayor Mike Johnson read aloud electronically submitted comments from those who said cannabis business is not the right choice for Fortuna.
First one from Dan Baleem. What goes on in Fortuna should not be all about revenue, but quality of life. One of the great things about Fortuna is it is a friendly, safe place to live and raise children. Cannabis sales and cultivation will adversely harm our quality of life here by promoting increased drug use and crime. Any money will be spent on increased law enforcement, and the city will be worse off in the long run. I urge the City Council not be tempted by promises of revenue. Another from Dennis and Doris Miller. To council members, we are not in favor of our city spending $49,750 on preparing a cannabis ordinance. We do realize the city needs more revenue, but do not feel this is the answer. As lifetime residents of Fortuna, we would appreciate the council allowing more time for input on this issue.
Several more similar comments followed. There was less in-person public comment, although former Mayor Sue Long noted that the meeting's many attendees were there in opposition. She noted Fortuna's longstanding opposition to inviting the cannabis industry into the city.
So going back several years when cannabis was legalized, the city came out in droves and said no. That's why it was not adopted in Fortuna. That's why we did not do that at that time. In the meantime, cannabis industry's kind of died. Things have changed. We're talking $15,000 a year, you guys. You're spending a whole lot of time and energy for $15,000 a year. Are you kidding? We haven't had anybody come tonight who says they want this. You guys need to think about that. You guys work for the constituents.
Long concluded by saying, quote, "Come on, you guys, you work for the citizens of Fortuna. Let's rethink this." There was a round of audience applause to that. Johnson highlighted the altered staff recommendation and told the audience, quote, "There is no decision being made tonight. There is no money being spent for an ordinance. There's nothing moving forward from this time." That was met with more applause, suggesting that cannabis business in Fortuna isn't happening. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.